5. The Migration of Birds, H. Munro Fox, FRS. Here is a scientific experiment on the homing of birds, the facts of which are quite certain. A few years ago, 7 swallows were caught near their nests at Bremen in Germany. They were marked with a red dye on some of their white feathers so that they could easily be seen. Then they were taken by aeroplane to Croydon, near London. This is a distance of 400 miles. The 7 swallows were set free at Croydon. 5 of them flew back to their nests at Bremen. How did the birds find their way on that long journey, which they had never made before? That is the great puzzle. It's no good saying that the swallows or dogs have a sense of direction or an instinct to go home. These are just words and explain nothing. We want to know exactly what senses the animals use to find their way. How they know in which direction to go until they can see familiar landmarks. Unfortunately, practically no scientific experiments have yet been made on this question. Perhaps migrating birds are the greatest mystery of all. Swallows leave England in August and September, and then fly to Africa, where they stay during our winter. The swallows return to England in the spring to nest. There are other birds, too, that leave England in the late summer for the south. A lot has been found out about the journeys of migrating birds by marking the birds with aluminium rings put on one leg. An address and a number is put on the ring. Swallows from England go as far as South Africa, and as many as 14 birds marked with rings in England have been caught again in South Africa. From England to South Africa is a journey of 6,000 miles, and the birds not only return from Africa to England next spring, but often they come back to nest in the very same house where they nested the year before. How do the birds find their way on these enormously long journeys? The young birds are not taught the road by their parents, because often the parents fly off first. We have no idea how the birds find their way, particularly as many of them fly by night, when landmarks could hardly be seen. And other birds migrate over the sea, where there are no landmarks at all. A certain kind of plover, for instance, nests in Canada. At the end of the summer, these birds migrate from Canada to South America. They fly 2,500 miles non-stop over the ocean. Not only is this very long flight an extraordinary feat of endurance, but there are no landmarks on the ocean to guide the birds. It's been suggested that birds can sense the magnetic lines of force stretching from the north to south magnetic poles of the earth, and so direct themselves. But all experiments hitherto made to see whether magnetism has any effect whatsoever on animals have given negative results. Still, where there is such a biological mystery as migration, even improbable experiments are worth trying. Research was being done in Poland before the invasion of that country on the possible influence of magnetism on pathfinding. Magnets were attached to the birds' heads to see whether their direction sense was confused thereby. These unfinished experiments had, of course, to be stopped.